Nnamdi Madubuike took his first practice reps in over 11 months this week. In July, we said Baltimore was priced like nothing happened, an 11.5 win total, tied for the league's highest, attached to a team whose every mechanism connecting talent to wins was brand new. First-time head coach, the league's youngest play caller, a rebuilt interior line, a pass rush repaired by one enormous contract. The bounce is real, we wrote, the premium isn't. Last Sunday, we called it confirmed, because camp kept furnishing evidence for both halves at once, and we named two checkable items: Madubuike's first actual practice rep, and whether the offense's sync problems survive the Minnesota joint practices. The first item happened Wednesday. For the first time in over 11 months since the neck injury, Madubuike was on a practice field running defensive line positional drills, lined up next to Calais Campbell, per Gianna Hahn and Jonas Schaffer at the Baltimore Banner. Individual work only, no team drills yet, and defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver kept the frame conditional. I know he is putting in the work, and when it is time, he will be ready to go. The most checkable item on this roster now has a checkmark in its first box and empty boxes after it. Until Madubuike takes a team rep, the front the July preview described, Trey Hendrickson's edge repair plus a healthy Madubuike inside, is still a plan. It is simply a plan that walked onto the field this week. Then the game, Saturday at home against the Eagles, Ravens 24, Eagles 7. Jackson sat, Jalen Hurts sat, and the score belongs to the third and fourth strings, which is exactly why the interesting part is who produced it. Undrafted rookie quarterback Joe Fagnano played the bulk and went 22 of 28 for 223 yards by Ryan Mink's count at the team's site, with a touchdown and an end zone interception on a diving play by Philadelphia's Keely Ringo. The touchdown went to third-round rookie Jacoby Lane, the camp riser from last week's episode, who finished with three catches for 38 yards and delivered the self-awareness line of the weekend, per the Associated Press. It's super fun to be a part of a hype train, but this all can go down by one dropped ball. Fourth-rounders Matt Hibner and Elijah Serrat combined for 11 catches and 127 yards. Hibner's 29-yard wheel route opened the game, Serrat fumbled in the third quarter, and first-round guard Vega Iwan started, played two drives, and looked strong, per Quentin Corpwell's team site recap, a small down payment on the interior experiment we flagged in July. Adam Randall ground out 12 carries for 46 yards and a score, and Keon Martin, the backup corner who intercepted Jackson in camp, added a sack and a tackle for loss. All of it came against Eagles reserves who managed 83 passing yards, so preseason skepticism applies in full. The honest wobble was the specialists. Tyler Loop made from 42, but missed from 49, 2 days after going 4-for-4 in practice, and rookie punter Ryan Eckley's first professional punt went 27 yards out of bounds. Head coach Jesse Minter asked whether the miss changed his outlook on Loop. Not really. The sync thread points up without being settled. Thursday was, per Mink, one of Jackson's best practices of camp. 11 of 12 in 11-on-11s, a 40-yard sideline strike to Rashad Bateman, a tight window completion to Devontae Walker, several scrambles for chunk gains. The detail underneath is better than the stat line. Quarterbacks coach Israel Wolfork says the staff has switched Jackson's dropback footwork from right to left-footed for progression timing and set defined pocket depths to help the line. It is growing every single day, Wolfork said. He is preparing the right way, asking questions in meetings, taking criticism. The third receiver battle stayed live too. Jackson targeted Lane six times in Wednesday's practice, completing two, including a 40-yard deep ball, while Bateman missed that session and returned Thursday to catch the day's signature 40-yarder. No ruling reported. The new file is the secondary. Marlon Humphrey left Wednesday's practice with a trainer after covering Lane on a deep incompletion, per the Banner, and Nate Wiggins was carted off earlier in the week, though he avoided ligament or structural damage. And Minter said both are trending very well to potentially be back next week, per James Brizuela at Roundtable Sports. Zay Flowers took a quad contusion in a collision and was back in team drills by Thursday. Quarterback Skylar Thompson went to injured reserve. And the second watch item is still ahead: joint practices with the Vikings. Wednesday and Thursday in Eagan, then the game in Minneapolis. The first time this install faces a disguise-heavy defense that hasn't watched it daily. Does the July framing hold? Confirmed. The bounce keeps looking real, from Madubuike's first steps back to the rookie classes Saturday, while the premium keeps waiting on proof, with the anchor tackle not yet in team drills and the sync test still a calendar entry. What would change it? Matabui graduating to teamwork, and how the offense handles Minnesota's disguises in the joint practices. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.